Hi folks, my name is David Strain and welcome to Life Toward God, a devotional from the First Presbyterian Church of Jackson, Mississippi. This week we're focusing on some of the biblical teaching on the important theme of spiritual rest. And before we do that, we're going to read a portion of scripture as usual to help prepare our hearts and turn our thoughts towards the Lord. Listen now to Psalm 131. O Lord, my heart is not lifted up, my eyes are not raised too high. I do not occupy myself with things too great and too marvellous for me. But I have calmed and quieted my soul. Like a weaned child with its mother, like a weaned child is my soul within me. O Israel, hope in the Lord, from this time forth and forevermore. Our opening prayer today was written by the 4th century church father, St. Augustine. Let's pray together. O Holy Spirit, love of God, infuse your grace and descend plentifully into our hearts. Enlighten the dark corners of this neglected dwelling and scatter there your cheerful beams. Dwell in us who long to be your temple. Water that barren soil, overrun with weeds and briars, and lost for want of cultivating, and make it fruitful with your dew from heaven. O come, you who are the refreshment of those who languish in fear. Come, O star and guide of those who sail in the tempestuous sea of the world. Only haven of the tossed and shipwrecked. Come, you who are the glory and crown of the living, and the only safeguard of the dying, come, Holy Spirit, in much mercy, and make us fit to receive you, in Jesus' name. Amen. Our scripture reading today comes from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 11, verses 28 through 30. Jesus said, "Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." In the context of the chapter, in verses 20 through 24, Jesus explains that he has been on a preaching tour of the surrounding cities. He's been to Chorazin and Bethsaida and Capernaum. And Jesus' preaching has not met with tremendous success. The people have not responded as perhaps we would expect. Christ, the greatest preacher surely who has ever lived. And his preaching has met with meager results. And the people there did not repent, Matthew tells us. And so, having pronounced a judgment upon them, and doubtless to fight the discouragement that such lack of fruit may have tempted him, our Lord Jesus does what any of us should do as we seek to serve the Lord and wonder why our labors have not been more fruitful. He turns to God in prayer, and in verses 25 through 27, there's a remarkable expression in prayer of our Saviour's robust commitment to the absolute sovereignty of God, who chooses whom he will save. He repeats to himself as he prays to the Father the truths of divine election and God's sovereignty and his irresistible grace, because that is, in the end, the great explanation for why only a few believed in Bethsaida and Chorazin and Capernaum. But then, having concluded his prayer, Jesus returns again to preaching. As a preacher, it's a great encouragement and a reminder to me of what to do in discouragement. You preach, then you preach, and you wonder at the results. Then you go to God in prayer. You cling to his perfect sovereignty, and then you get right back in the saddle and preach some more. And in verses 28 through 30, the passage we read, our Saviour continues to preach. And so here we have a glimpse, a summary, a sample of his message. This is what he proclaimed. He said, come to me, and I will give you rest. It's a remarkable invitation, isn't it? Here's what Christ preached. He preached an offer of rest. First, we're told who may find rest. Those who labour and are heavy laden. It's a promise to the world weary. A promise to those who are sick of sin. Whose consciences sting them. Whose guilt is a burden to them. Where do you go when your conscience rebukes you and your heart grieves over the reality of sin in the sight of God? You go to the Lord Jesus. So not only who may find rest, but where do you find rest? You find rest in Christ alone. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden. And you will find rest. I will give you rest. World weary, sick of sin, come to Jesus. He promises to give you rest, to take the burden from your shoulders, to bring relief, the relief of a clean conscience, the relief of knowing that the weight has been rolled away from your shoulders, albeit onto his. He'll carry it. He has carried it and borne it away. It can no longer trouble you or condemn you as you trust in Jesus Christ. Who may come? Those who labour and are heavy laden. You may come. You're invited to come. And to whom must you come? You must come to Jesus. He has the rest that you need. And he tells us the conditions attached to the rest offered. We often fail to enjoy the rest promised because we fail to heed the conditions attached. The conditions attached: take my yoke upon you and learn from me. Jesus wants us to be enrolled in his school. He does not simply want us to come to him to perform a transaction. If I say the right words or perform the correct ritual or acknowledge him in some abstract and formulaic manner, he'll take my sin and guilt away and I can move right along with my life. No, no. He wants us to be enrolled as pupils in his school forever. He wants his work on our behalf to be our hope. He wants his obedience to be our refuge. He wants his word to be our rule. He wants his life to be our guide. When you come to Jesus, you come to him to submit to him as Lord, not merely to trust him as Saviour. If you will not submit as Lord, he will not be Saviour. For he is the saving sovereign, and the two may never be separated. So come weary, troubled, guilty, tired of your sin. Come to Christ. He invites you. You're welcome. But do not come to him to use him and then live as you please. Come bend your knee to him. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. And notice finally the reassurance he provides as you do that. He rests his promise to give you rest on this truth. He comforts us as we consider the weight and gravity of becoming a lifelong disciple in the school of King Jesus. He says two things to us. He says, first, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. So the character of the relationship, of living under his rule and lordship, is not some crushing burden of minuscule demands that we could never hope to fulfill. No, it is a gracious weight. It is the constraint of love. His yoke is easy and his burden is light. He loves you and he calls for love from you, a love that does what pleases him, a love that keeps his law. So the first encouragement, the first reassurance is about the character of the relationship in which we find our rest. His yoke is easy and his burden is light. That's the nature of discipleship. And the second is about the character of the Christ himself to whom we come, the discipler, the Lord Jesus. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. Why is his burden light, his yoke easy? Why is learning in our master's school a source of pleasure to all those who are enrolled there? It's because he himself is gentle and lowly in heart. He treats you tenderly. He loves you. You will find rest. You know you can find rest. You can be sure there's rest for you from the hands of Jesus Christ, because his heart beats with tenderness and love for you. He is gentle and lowly in heart, not a taskmaster to drive you, but a friend to encourage you, an older brother to stand with you, and a Saviour who has given himself for you. So come, world-weary, sin-sick. Come to Jesus. Come submit to his lordship. And come find rest. Because his yoke is easy, his burden is light, and he himself is gentle and lowly in heart. And you will find rest for your souls. Let's pray together. O Lord Jesus, how we praise you that you are gentle and lowly in heart, that you love your people, that you love us. Heavy laden, weary though we may be, burdened with the cares of the world, burdened with our own remaining corruption, burdened with guilt and shame, you're not harsh with us. You're not dismissive of us. You're not fickle in your treatment of us. You are gentle with us. And so we rejoice to come to you, knowing what kind of reception we will meet with when we do. Help us, Lord Jesus, to submit gladly to your yoke and to carry your burden. It is so much easier and lighter than the burden of sin and guilt. So teach us again today, for today, to trust you. For we ask all this in your name. Amen. Thanks for joining us at Life Toward God. You can find more information about the First Presbyterian Church or previous episodes of Life Toward God by going to www.fpcjackson.org.